Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Joining us today is Christian Science practitioner Trevor Yates. He's from New York, New York.
I've been thinking of the biblical commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself. I live in a city of 8 million people, which gives me a lot of neighbors to love. The commandment to love our neighbor, friend and stranger alike, is asked of us regardless of that neighbor's views, ethnicity, skin color, clothing, or any other factor that tries to convince us someone is other than a child of God. In essence, perfect and intact. Loving our friends is easy. But Jesus also says, love your enemies. What about all those people who fall somewhere between friends and enemies? Let's face it, the vast majority of people. I take this to mean Jesus is inviting us to love all of them, too, as our neighbor. In the Bible we read, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? I'm coming to see more and more people as my brother and sister, because we're all created and loved by God. It doesn't matter who I encounter during my day. Strangers, acquaintances, friends from all walks of life, I actively love them all. We see so many people throughout our day. How can we possibly love them all? Well, the limitations we place on ourselves and our capacity to love is just that, a limitation. Because as the spiritual reflection of God, we have an infinite capacity to love. In one of her writings, Mary Baker Eddy says, this science is the essence of religion, distilled in the laboratory of infinite love and prepared for all peoples. Simply put, loving our neighbor is an aspect of loving God. We do this naturally and easily because God has designed us this way.
Thanks for joining us for another week of inspiration. For more from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.